Shut up, Baba. Kapara libera shadebe ala kapara pahala kadababa uli kapara shadebera pahayanda baba ara pahaya kadababa e kapara shadebera pahaya kapa e kapara ndi hele kedebera li kepera li peranda Kapara pahayanda da babara pahayanda baba arasha da beberanda halaka da babara pahayaka da baba ikapara shada babaranda halaka da baba ikapara shada beberanda halaka da baba ikapara le bebera shada babaranda pa ikapara pahayaka da baba ikapara shada beberanda halaka da baba ikapara pahayaka parandi halaka da bebe ikapara Shada babara pahaya kada baba ikaparande heye kede bebera shada da 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 babarande halada da
Oh, Lord, we bow.
My testimony, my father had an issue and it almost led to police case. By the grace of God, as I contacted Bishop William, by prayers and intercession, the case has been a foolish case, and I want to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Because of time. So the thing is, it's not Bishop William who just prayed, it's God who said that the case will be a foolish case. So you should tell your father. I get it. So when you are sharing your testimony, you should share a testimony to glorify God. And you should say something whereby it will move God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, if you say many a times, the way you share your testimony, even to God, we push God to do something for you. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for today.
Amen.
Today marks our first time coming to this place.
Amen.
Yeah. And maybe some of you may think why there's no instrument and this, by the rules and regulations of this place, except they do because students are around there. They don't want us to bring in our instruments and all these things. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to comply. And whether instruments or no instrument, when Jesus started his ministry, he was preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so we have decided that every second and third Sunday of every month, we'll be meeting here. And first Sundays and last Sundays, we'll be meeting at our church at Dibiako. Amen.
Amen.
And we are believing God that as we have started this new branch, as time goes on, this rules and the management of ministry is far different from our normal life. So whenever you are doing something, do something as a man of God or as a Christian, but you should be always focused on God's timing and the time God wants you, whatever He has told you to, come on. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. So this is the book. It's all about life, it's all about stewardship. So if you want to read the book, when we close, you can communicate in one of the pastors. It's 20 cities. Amen. Yeah, then you can purchase your own book. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we magnify your name for who you are. We thank you for your love, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray, Spirit of God, have your preeminence. Let your power, let your influence, let your anointing be strong in this place. I pray as I speak your word, may I not speak just enticing words of men, but may I speak according to your demonstration and your power. Holy Spirit, let your standard be lifted. Let your influence be lifted. I pray that, oh Lord, let the seed of stewardship, let the seed of anointing to be a steward, to be faithful, oh, enter your people as you have gathered here. In Jesus' mighty name, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Patrick, you need to be alert. Amen. Yeah, so I'm preaching for my book. And when I say I'm preaching for my book, this book is a revelation that God gave me from the Bible. Hallelujah. Many a times, some people, when they go to church and they see that maybe a man of God is preaching from a book, maybe you may have a different mindset that why is it that the person is not holding like a Bible, but the person is holding a book and is preaching from the book. One thing you need to understand is that the Bible is a book. Until you open the Bible and you read, it becomes a normal book. But when you read the words in the Bible, that is whereby you need to encounter Bible. Amen.
Amen.
You need to encounter the sacred of God. So the same thing, when by the Spirit, so they were inspired. As the Bible said, I know in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, the Bible said, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, rather. No prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came in old time, not by the will of men, but holy men of God, they spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mm-hmm. So the Bible is a book that contains spirits. Because Jesus said that for the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirits. And they are life. So you can have a big Bible, a good reference Bible, and you put it down, and you will never encounter God. You will never encounter the inspiration of the Holy Spirit upon your life, because until you read it, are you getting it? So that is the reason why many people don't understand the prophetic ministry. They think that, you see, when a prophet said that you will travel, when a prophet said that God is saying this, when a prophet said that this thing will happen to you, and it happened, is it in the Bible? Is it in the Bible? It's not in the Bible. And it's because, I don't know, but when you get closer to God and you begin to encounter God as a person, that is whereby you begin to understand that God is not a book. Neither God is not just a being, be like a hoodious being, be standard. God is a person. I always tell people that before God created man as a personality, he was already a person. That is the reason why he said that let us create man in our own image and after our likeness. So anything that you do in this life as a person, you should understand that God is a person. So you can't work with God just by book. You can't work with God because you think that is how you are supposed to do. Because if someone is working with you and a person thinks that that is how you are supposed to do, sometimes you don't agree with the person, right?
So it's the same thing that deals with God. God is a person. He is a 100% person. I can say that when it comes to God and man, man is a shadow personality, but God is a full personality.
God is a full personality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you get encounter with the recorded voice of God, which is talking about Jesus, because I always tell people that the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is talking about one person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Then from Genesis to Malachi is the mysteries of Christ. So any prophet or any man of God, any priest that you saw in the Old Testament was talking about what Jesus is coming to do for the first time. Are you getting it? So I always tell people that the difference between New Testament prophets and Old Testament prophets is that one was talking about the first coming of Christ, and one is supposed to talk about the second coming of Christ. That's the difference. So it's a sign that if you are a prophet, one of a sign, you see, sometimes we meet people whenever I get opportunity or whenever I'm invited by our council to Accra to minister in some churches, I meet people who call themselves prophet. You see, when you prophesy, it doesn't mean that you are a prophet. You just even prophesying, talking about people, you are not a prophet. A prophet is an office. To be a prophet is an office. So when you check the life of Abraham, when you read the Bible, Abraham never prophesied that. Abraham said, mentioning names and all these things. But the Bible said that God in himself said to Abimelech that return the man his wife and let him pray for you because he's a prophet. It's a sign that Abraham was named Abraham and his office was a prophet and his ministry was intercession. So the thing that you saw Abraham doing throughout the Bible was prayer and interceding for people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I've realized that, see, in this time, in this life, if you really want to do well, if you really want to go far, it's all about God. It's all about God. If you really, it's God who has helped me. It's God who helped me to finish my first degree. It's God who helped me. Lighthouse Chapel. It's God. Hallelujah. And in this life, if you don't have God, you have already failed. Because it's two people who are walking in this life. It's two people who are controlling this life. It's either God is controlling you or the devil is controlling you. So if you see someone who is successful, he's called this number. The number is called tell and preach. Whatever you want to say. Amen. Is either, so if you see anyone, I won't say that. If I say that, it's like I'm insulting God. Hallelujah. I will not say, if I say that, it's like I'm insulting God. True success comes from God. But shadow temporal success comes from the devil. Like what the devil, you see some people, when they get opportunity even to come to university, when they get opportunity even to work, then they forget God. And some people even join some societies. They want to join some groupings. They want to join some so that they will get some power. It will work for you for some time. But let me tell you, there's no life in it. And true success is when it's bound by life. When you say success. Success is when you bound by life. That's why God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, that let this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in day and night, that it will bring you good success and make your life prosperous. And when you say someone is successful or someone has prospered, it's a sign that the person is having what you call a good journey. A good journey. Because if you walk with God, no matter, let me tell you something, it's through Ghana. Ghana is hard, and the economy is somewhere. But I'm telling you, if you work with God, no matter how the economy of this nation, you'll never be affected. Because God is not poor. In the realm of God, there's nothing called poverty. In the realm of God, there's nothing called sickness. There's nothing called darkness. Many a times, people don't understand. They think that Jesus just came to die for people. Me, I've worked with God since, I'll say 2009. Because I was a church goer. I have to be sincere. You see, there are some people, Obi or Baby Sam or so, they will make to us already. You are a church goer. You are a church goer. And you'll be surprised that if you don't give your life to Christ proper and you walk with Jesus,
you will die and go to hell. I'm telling you. That man was only 80 years. You are practicing holiness. I always tell people that holiness is different from righteousness. No man on this earth can practice righteousness. Righteousness is a gift that was given to us by Jesus when he died on the cross. So there's a great deal of holiness, purity, and righteousness. Because all of us here, we are alive not because we want to be alive, or not because we want to do something, or that is God. And I always tell people that anyone who comes to this life, even animals, anyone who comes to this life, your life is like a book, and with a Bible as a manual. So some of us, our life, can you give me your Bible for an example? Now you give me the two books. Yeah, some people, give me this even. Some people, their life is like this. Some people, their life is like this. That is the reason why in this life, if you compete with people, you are sick. It's a clear sign that you are suffering. You are ignorant. And you sad people, you can die very soon. Some people's life is like this. Others are like this. Others are like this. Others are even small. So sometimes you see someone who is dead within a short period. And yet premature death. Go and time and ask. Are they a cast on me? That's only 3 years. Have we forgotten that when Jesus came, what was the mission of Jesus? At the age of 30 years, he should die, he should do his ministry and die within just what? 3 years. So Jesus died premature. So that is the reason why many people don't understand this life. Many people don't understand how to live this life. So they do things anyhow. And they find themselves wanting, they find themselves in a place. Let me tell you something. Anything that God has not written about you, if you pray about it, it will not work. I'm telling the truth. Some people are praying. That's what the Bible says. You pray and you doesn't receive because you pray amiss. You pray amiss. You pray that is, your prayers are not situated about what is written about you. Your prayers are connected because you saw someone doing something. You saw this one having this. No. You should know your destiny. Hallelujah. Yeah, you should know your destiny. And I always tell people that, you see, Jesus is not, he used both those who are elect and those who are not elect. Because when you check the 12 disciples, some people schooled, some people never schooled. And I thank God that I get an opportunity to school. And I'm believing God even to do my master. Do you think we are joking?
Amen.
Sure. We are not joking. We are not joking in this life. We are not joking in this life. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that education is not life. Education is a place of preparation. When you get the opportunity to school, it's not because you deserve it. It's because it's written with your destiny. So there are some people, they were better in secondary school. They were better in even SHS or let's say junior high school. But they didn't get the opportunity to school. But yet still they have some business and they have become successful. So life is not because you are in a classroom. Life is because you are with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because when God was communicating, you see, that is the reason why when Jesus came to the scene, men of God, please come forward. Please come forward. When Jesus came to the scene, the Bible makes us understand that when Jesus came to the scene, he chose the profession to be a carpenter. Not because he's stupid. That was the profession he was meant to be. Hallelujah. That is the reason why I'm saying that. Please, where is my phone? Can you give me my phone? I'm checking time. I want to stick to time. You close left by exactly 12. You have to go from this place. Amen. Yeah. I was telling you guys, and I keep on saying to people, anyone that I meet in this life, that God doesn't understand your problem. So the reason why Jesus came to this life is not to just to die on the cross. He came to understand the problems of men. I'm going to tell the Bible. Because when God created man, there was nothing called problem. There was nothing called suffering. There was nothing called hardship. No, that is not the language of God.
hardship was brought by man into this life through by following delusions and deceptions of the devil. So many people are walking in this life. I'm telling you, there are some people here. You can get anointing oil, you can connect a spot from Israel and pour on them or even soak them. I'm telling you, nothing will change. Nothing will change because it's not oil, it's not the oil that changed, it's God who has been connected to the oil that caused the changes. It's not the oil that changed, it's God who has been connected to the oil that caused the changes. And as I said, anything. Because sometimes you see some people where, you see, Bible doesn't lie. I've seen in my just few years working with God. My just few years working with God. That's why I'm saying that I was a church goer for ever since I was born. But at the age of 17, I realized I had to give my life to Christ. I never knew that even I was a brilliant guy. I used to not go to church. If I tell you I was a footballer, you never go to football. And you ask my football name. This man, he knows my football name. He was there. He has seen some parts of me in my past, so he can say it. Yeah, the name that I was using is Podolski. I was much into football. Sundays, I would play football. I don't have time for God. And I realized that when I gave my life to God, I realized that I make mess. And you see, it was not my fault because I came and met a wrong foundation. Amen. I came and met. As I'm in the toy. So if you get opportunity to school, if you get opportunity to work, to be a servant in an occupation, whatever you get opportunity, any place you find yourself, is God that can bring increase. So anything that is not written about you. So that is the reason why if you're a Christian, or you said you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, one thing you need to understand that anything that is written about you, you should go to God. Because you see, the best person to communicate of a product is a manufacturer. Are you getting it? The best person to communicate of a product that is made is a manufacturer. He's the one who can tell you the expiry date. All of us, God knows the day that will die. He only knows. And it's by God's decision to give you life, to even extend your life. God can say that I wrote about you that you maybe 70 years you should come to. But God can decide that no. Because I told someone to do this, he couldn't finish the business. And me, there's no way when I speak my word, it should return to me void. The thing must accomplish. So you, because of that, I am extending your years from 70 to 100 to finish it. So people don't know. You see, the reason why you are alive is not because you can see your mother's face. It's not because you can see your father's face. It's not because you marry and your wife will be happy with you. It's not because you will be the next star in town. You can be star on here and be somewhere in the sight of God. No, it's not those things. No. That is why I'm saying that the devil has been able to delude them. You see, if the devil is able to trap your soul and give you wrong information, I'm telling you, if a madman will be more important than this, everything that you'll be doing will be messing up. Hallelujah. So that was just by the way. We didn't just 10 minutes time. I'm just preaching from this guy. Who is what is faithfulness, and who is a steward? Many people don't know that God called us. God called us to be stewards. And people think that whenever we say steward, or whenever we say steward, it's only about men of God. Who told you? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, that let all men count on you as ministers of Christ. To be a minister of Christ is to be a Christian. Every Christian is a minister of Christ. That's why Jesus said, go into the world and make them my disciples. He didn't say, oh, pastors, oh, sisters, oh, let's say apostles, prophets, evangelists. Only you, go into the world. It's a command to every Christian. So it's a sign that every Christian is a minister. And let me tell you, if you're a Christian and you have not even opened your mouth to tell someone about Jesus Christ, there's a question mark about your blessing. I'm telling you the truth. There are many people, me, I've never been to Abia Mount, and I'm not saying that those who go there, they are somewhere. I'll never be there because Jesus is not in that.
He even told the woman, the Samaria woman, that you see, a time is coming, you will not worship the Father in Jerusalem, neither in mountains. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So we are all called into to be stewards. That was the reason why he placed Adam in the garden. He said, dress it and keep it. And let me tell you something. God is so powerful. You see, we have a definition of steward concerning this world. And we have a definition of steward concerning God. When God is defining a steward is someone who dress it and keep it. Dress it and own it. That's the steward of God. So God never set rules to Adam. He made you have freedom. Because Adam was a son of God. Can you have properties? And after the property, you tell your own son, who you know that they will inherit your properties, you give them rules. Then you are a wicked father. Are you getting it? So the devil has given people wrong information about God. So they don't know God. There are many people who hold the Bible, they don't know God. They read the word of God, but they don't know the God who wrote the word. That is why I'm saying that when you read the Bible, it's a recorded voice of God. And when you read the Bible for some time, you will meet the God who wrote the Bible. That is why the God who wrote the Bible will tell you travel. And people will say, why is it that he's saying you travel? And it will come to pass. That is whereby you will experience what we call the rhema, the spoken word, the now word, what is God saying now. People know the word of God, but they don't know. They are even some pastors, they know the word of God, they don't know the God who wrote the Bible. I did information technology. I never knew that, hey, this one, have you seen someone who did information technology is writing books? Information technology, does it produce books like this? Faithful steward. Information technology produce C++ programming, artificial, when you are doing architecture, and information tools. Those are the things that if you learn, you will produce, and you give it to people to read. We don't read information technology to produce faithful steward. Amen. And you see, if you follow God, he will not make you smarter, he will make you wise. In the realm of God, there's nothing but smart. In the world produces smart people. And let me tell you something, smartness is a shadow of wisdom. That's what the Bible says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. He didn't say the fear of God is the beginning of when you be smart. So when we go to school, we get the opportunity to be smart. And the reason why we go to school, we should be smart is that when we school, we will be able to manage the resources. You need to be smart so that you can manage the resources. But for you to increase the resources, you need wisdom. That's why Solomon, what was the school Solomon went? See, Ghana, we produce professors, whatever. Produce professors. Some people are producing, when you go to China, so they are just producing people who are not even professors. They can even do calculator and can do what? And someone will say he's a professor, he don't do anything. And you call yourself a professor. We are joking. Africans, we are joking. We are one of, you see, Africa is one of the spiritual Africa is the richest continent, full of jokers. Full of jokers. We are not making use of anything. That's why we are not faithful stewards. So stewardship is a problem. He said that let men all count on you as ministers of Christ, then stewards of the mysteries of God. They are mysteries. They have mysteries in this life. And the mysteries are those things that the devil, when someone communicate the devil, he take your soul and give you some of the mysteries. Because when God was creating the world, he was there. So he know the mysteries, some of the mysteries. So when you go to the devil, the devil doesn't need your cow. Cow, yeah. Now, angel, no, you should call it a good baby. Or the car, or the fear, yeah. Or the sleep, yeah. Or not. He was created with a beginning, but no end. It's not the other hand. So he will take your soul. It's your soul that he wants. He wants your soul to be in hell. So when you take your soul, then you will be under him. See, there are some people who go to church. The reason why God doesn't listen to their prayers and yet be out is because God doesn't know them. It's like, you see, someone is someone is in is from Asante Hene, like Osum Asante Hene. I know this is some maybe Domain Hene and I said traditional chief, paramount chief. So when you have an issue, you can't go to Asante Hene because until you are subjected to Asante Hene, you can't go and tell. So there are some people, they are making noise. Sometimes you see some then sweating and say, these people, that's not how we talk to people. You don't know, you are making noise. One time someone was praying, the Holy Spirit said that I should go and tell the guys to keep quiet and sleep so that the body will be now correct rest. You have been more prayer. Because the guy was out of the will of God, the perfect will of God. And he wants God to bless you. That's why he said that the best person to help you of a product, the best person to identify the beginning and the expiring date of a product is the manufacturer. And whether you like it or not, God is the only creator. The devil is a creation. Angels, men, everything is a creation. And there's no way you can compare a creation with a creator. You see, by the grace of God, the truth that I carry, no one gave me, it's God who gave me. He said, you shall know the truth. If you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth will set you free. It's not, what is it, freedom? Freedom is like, there are some people, pick up 2 months later, you come back with. Yeah, let me tell you something. You don't know something about deliverance means. When you deliver someone, it's better you don't even deliver the person. If you deliver the person and the person doesn't change and you go back, you bring 7 demons. Have you forgotten? He said that when a demon is cast out and he's coming back, this time when he's coming back, he's coming with 7. So it's a sign that 7, 8, then you cast them out, 16, then you cast them out. Then you, the pastor, if you don't take care, you will die. Wisdom and power. The Bible says Jesus is the wisdom of God and power. Do you want power? Do you want wisdom? Is it Jesus Christ? Is Jesus who have brought me to this world? Is Jesus who said to me, when I tell people that I decided to marry when I was in the Nigeria, they are surprised. How is it possible? With God, what is possible? With God, what is possible? And you see, one time I was meditating and I asked God that why is it that some people are not having, you see that they are lazy. Because when I gave Adam the mandate, I said he should be fruitful, multiply, take dominion and subdue. So it's Adam's tax, it's not God's tax. He has made you a god of the earth. Because he created you in his own image. He wanted you to rule. That's why, you see, it takes a god to rule something. That is the reason why, you see, when they say the devil is ruling the kingdom of darkness, it's because every angel in the rank of seraphims and cherubims and thrones, they have a deity functionality in them. I get it. So they become God. And today I'm not talking about, I'm not going to angels. Amen. Yeah, faith is still work. So the school that you are even get opportunity, the work, anything you find yourself to do, it's not because you deserve it. It's because it's written about you and you should use the opportunity of that. And alongside everything that you should build a relationship with God, because he is the one who understands what you are doing and he is the one who can really help you. I'm telling you, in this life, may I always tell people that if I see a man helping me, it's God who has touched a man's heart to help me. I'm telling you, if anyone is helping you, it's not the man who is helping you, it's God. It's good to respect men. It's good to honor adults. It's good to respect them, reverence them. But let me tell you, they want to please in this life. Some of us, the only thing God wants from us is to just please him and he bless you. And so there are some people that are supposed to pray. All of us here, it's not all of us here who are supposed to pray. There are some people that are supposed to just walk with God like this. God, I mean, Tubakua, not the next one. I mean, Tubakua, not the next one. Then I mean, Israel. Now, me too, I own and I'm got away. I mean, and I own and I'm got away. So, as you are there, what do I do? You are screaming, God help me! God help me! That is, say, and I have a prayer point. Oh, bomb pirates. So that's why I say that God, he doesn't know anything called darkness. He doesn't know anything called suffering, because that is not his environment. So that's what Jesus even came. So that you understand, he said, people are suffering. The devil is really or fighting, because the Bible said that woe unto the earth, for the accuser of the brethren has been cast out. So the devil, he is not ready to help you. He is ready to accuse you before God. And I always tell people that when it comes to prayer, God is a judge. When God sees that he doesn't own you, you pray and you don't mind you. Whether God bless you or God choose not to bless you, he doesn't change it. He's still God. Because the day that, you see, right now, if God decides to say that Satan come back to heaven, he said, hey, you, I don't need you again, he's still God. So put this thing in your head. It will help you to humble yourself. Anything that you see yourself, you are supposed to be faithful. Dinukune. People are not faithful at all. Well, the word faithfulness means loyalty, adhering firm to a person. You can see someone, Obua or Yabibia on Dinukune, or Basara no better, let's say, or Ben. You are hypocrite. We are hypocrite. Because in life, you have two types of ministry. You have public ministry and private ministry. What you do in private that no one sees, the Bible says, and your God that seeth in secret will reward you openly. So what you are doing in secret, God has seen it. It's a private ministry. And what you come to do here, God has also seen it. It's a public ministry. But let me tell you, what you do in private, what you do that no one knows, what you do that even no man of God can see, is what God sees and rewards you. So you need to be faithful. You need to be faithful to yourself. I always tell people that, people say, oh, I'm doing this. Charlie, don't force yourself to be faithful to me, I'm not God. Be faithful to yourself. Because nobody, can be faithful to the body. Body in the body is someone who created your spirit, your soul, and your body at the same time. So there are some people who are not faithful to their body. Okay, no, okay, they say, hey, one of the people are on because of time. One of the people have seen say, oh, more problem that we need to sit down and help them. Hey, ma, more problem, I said, I come here to be there. Problem is small. Maybe like I said, the problem of women, the size of the whole world. No problem too. Because sometimes you can see someone, I did your actually chilling on home. I said, oh, for size of wire, oh dear, I'm a war. Hey! No, I forget to cry like the person I forgot about life. So the thing, I bring my message to close is to up. I have to stick to time. I bring my message to close. I want you to understand that God called you as a steward. And the stewardship of God is dress it, keep it. Because Namema Wadia of Omusele. That's why the Bible says that we are joint heirs with Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Son of God. So we become sons. But if we are stewardship, is slavery. Yeah, never go up. That is the reality stewardship. And one time I was asking God, why is it that he allowed accountability to happen to man? When accountability was not working with Adam. And he said that because of sin. Boninti. Because when for accountability, I'm back in the Abraham man. Adam, because why I'm pastor, second the creation, you know. Because you see, in this life, I realized that I didn't be alone. One sweaty and I will one suffering. I am so fast. So God saw that Adam didn't create the earth. And Adam, the boss, saw me as I say. It is one for accountability. And to swear by his bonina, why I do. He will spoil everything. So the reason why there is accountability in everything in this life is because of waste. God doesn't believe in waste. We will be aware of the self. God will not waste. I'm telling you. See, after being a Christian, when you enter the realm of the spirit, you will understand. And by the grace of God, I thank God. I've been a prophet for getting to 10 years now. And I've been in ministry, or let's say a Christian, getting to 60 years. Amen. And I've understood that when you enter the level of spirit, there's something called rules of engagement. What you do is what you will be. What you sow is what you will be. That is how it is. So if you sow faithfulness, you will reap faithfulness. If you sow profit, you will reap profit. So when God watches you and see that anything that he has written about you in your life, you are making it prosper, you are making it useful, he will bless you. No, it's not anyone who pray. So this morning, this afternoon, as I bring my message to a close, check your life. Are you walking in faithfulness? Are you a steward of the mysteries of God? Are you a steward of what God gave you as a Christian? You are the one who received Jesus Christ. Are you doing it well? Are you doing it well? Are you doing it to please men, or you are doing it to please God? Are you walking in line with God, or you are just doing things anyhow? Or you think life is all about? Life is all about my back. What back is I'm out there for? If you think life is all about my back, then sound obey them. But if you think that life is owned by someone, and life belongs to someone, and I have to consult the person, and the person will help me how to live my life, and I'm telling you, that person will also bless you. He will make you pass through whatever is written about you, and he will make everything, and even you add the things that was not written about you. God can be seen if your book, as I was making an experiment, if your book is small and God sees that you have been faithful, you were supposed to die 30 years. God sees that you will add another 30 years. He will add your book because he is the author. Have you forgotten? The Bible says that Jesus is the author. Who is an author? Someone who writes. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And life is all about faith. Because it's either you believe in God or you believe in the devil. Let's be on our feet as we close. Let's be on our feet as we close. Yeah, if you are here, you are paying your tithes. You are paying your tithes.